mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends. It's Wednesday, the 23rd day of March, 2005. On this Wednesday, I'm sorry I wasn't here with you yesterday, but my throat was so sore I just couldn't do it. But I am almost recovered here today with you. And coming up in the second hour, we have Wall Street Journal writer, also best-selling author, Wesley Smith joining us to talk about, well, the hundreds of people that he knows of personally, many of which he's visited, who actually beg for food and water. Please give me food. Please give me water. And they say sorry, and they kill them. I mean, we're talking about people saying, may I please have food and water? But the bioethics boards decide to kill them because they foolishly signed over their rights to the hospital or family members or said, oh, if I'm ever incapacitated, certainly don't give me any life support. Well, life support is now giving someone a glass of water. And see, the globalists play games with definitions. And we don't talk a lot on this show as much as we should, and the other broadcasts don't talk about it, period, about all the people being killed in this country right now, or what's happening in the Netherlands, what's happening in Holland, or it's even worse. Also, back on Monday, the horrible school shooting up in Minnesota at the Indian Reservation School. Armed guards didn't protect the students. School lockdown didn't protect the students. In fact, are we going to disarm the police now? Because that's where he got his gun, was from the police. And so the calls now are to ban all the guns. And I've heard them on the radio and seen them on TV, laying there in bed for part of the day yesterday. I still went and worked on the Schwarzenegger ad and did my TV show last night. But I did watch some TV yesterday, and we need to ban the guns, folks. And do I have to go over these arguments again? I mean, it's a total fraud. Actual school shootings are way down in the last decade, but the media creates the perception of this epidemic. The answer would have been to have instant access pistol safes in the school rooms, and when this guy came along shooting, the teacher would have punched the buttons, and the gun would have popped out, and they'd have taken him out. In fact, again, back when my parents went to school, they had gun racks in the classrooms. And by the way, this was in, you know, good-sized towns like Austin, Texas, and well, it was a Sleepy Hollow back then, but still good-sized town. Places like Fairfield, Texas. I mean, guns, you take your shotgun with you on the school bus. Never had an accident, never had problems. But you take the guns out and this stuff starts happening. I mean, anybody who puts their children in these public schools is asking for it. They advertise them as the place for nutcases to go on rampages. Constant, day in, day out, year in, year out, advertisements. You're a nut. You're crazy. You're on Prozac. You're in a death cult. You love Hitler. Why? The place for you is a public school. Go shoot and kill everyone. And we'll lock the school down so no one can escape you. Or worse yet, we'll send in some of our commandos and they'll kill the kids. Then we'll blow some kids' heads off and frame them. That happened with Columbine. It also just happened in Russia. That's all mainstream news, but never makes it into your nightly news. So now they're spending too much time talking about Michael Jackson, that freak. I mean, it's ridiculous. Try to get some real news. It's all what's J-Lo doing, what's Brad Pitt doing in between that freak Michael Jackson and his degenerate family. All right, we'll be right back, folks. There's so much news. Believe me, you don't want to miss this broadcast. Got Chris Simcox coming on as well.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up in the third hour today, we got Chris Simcox joining us to talk about the Minutemen, 900-plus individuals down in Arizona who are simply going to patrol their own private property from giant hordes. We're talking over 3 million a year that go across, a million that go back across. So that's total traffic, 4 million a year in Cochise County alone. The rapes, the murders, the pillaging, the burning, the dead FBI agents, the dead Border Patrol agents, the dead Forest Service agents, mainly the dead Latin Americans being fed on by the coyotes. I don't mean the canine, ladies and gentlemen. I mean the smugglers. It is literal hell on earth, and I've been down there. I've been down on the Texas border as well. Dallas Morning News just a few weeks ago talked about Mexican Special Forces troops in Dallas, in Brownsville, in San Antonio, outside Austin, murdering people, blowing up vehicles, machine gunning. It's pretty bad around here, but it never makes the national news. And we've got just more and more articles, more and more news reports of this happening. But when you go down to your own property, your own 500 acres, 1,000 acres, you can buy land cheap on the border, When you go down there and you're sitting there defending your own property, peacefully arresting people that come across your land, which in Texas and other areas, folks, somebody's trespassing, you can do a lot more than arrest them according to the law, but that doesn't stop the government from coming in and trying to arrest you and harassing you. And in one case in South Texas a few years ago, they were on their own land, and luckily there was a French TV crew there documenting, and these Venezuelans come across onto their land there on the border, and it was a cold winter morning, so they gave them some blankets, called the Border Patrol. The Border Patrol came, picked them up, and a day later they came and arrested, the local sheriff did, with the FBI and the Justice Department, and the landowners and others, and said, oh, you assaulted these people. Turned out it was all a staged deal, but by the grace of God, the feds didn't know that there was, there in Jim Hong County, that there was a French crew there. So it's really bad, folks. Meanwhile, the ACLU, that takes on Anti-Patriot Act cases to lose it on purpose, they're a loyal opposition control group, government agents basically, ACLU to keep tabs on protest. The American Civil Liberties Union has warned about 950 volunteers expected to take part next month in an Arizona border vigil against illegal immigration that it is assigning monitors to ensure none of the aliens are abused, i.e. look for provocateurs. Better have cameras rolling continually. The warning came in the wake of meetings last week by five senators from Mexico's three political parties who voiced their concerns to Arizona Attorney General Terry Goddard, U.S. Attorney Paul Charlton, state legislators, civic leaders in the Arizona Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Now, let me get this straight. If we had 3 million Americans, U.S. citizens, coming across in from Arizona into the Mexican state that borders it, and they were handing out flyers saying, kill all the Mexicans, and they were saying, we're going to take your state over, and if the U.S. government was printing up manuals of how to do this, and then your own people said, we're going to defend our property. By the way, a lot of these people on the border defending their property are Hispanic. I mean, that's Mexico would defend itself. Mexico comes across and kidnaps families and machine guns cops, and you do whatever you want. And, of course, you've got Washington's full backing. This Washington wants to break up this country. And that's their own official documents. But imagine, I mean, I've got an article here where Vicente Fox, you know, meeting with Bush is saying, you got to arrest these people. You got to stop these people. And they've passed the law where they've got dual citizenship and where they can vote here and vote there. And they openly say, this is Mexico. The Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo was taken from Mexico. Hey, for those who don't know their own history, Mexico was run by a string of dictators. Before that, it was the Aztecs that cut their own children's hearts out. And if Texas and New Mexico and Arizona and Nevada and Colorado and California belong to anybody, if they belong to anybody, it's the Native Americans. It's the indigenous peoples, which are not Mecha, who claims they're part of some Aztec tribe. The Aztecs were not in Texas. I know you say flying saucers control it and big crystal pyramids. This is what these kooks believe in. The same thing with some of the white supremacists. They think that they're some type of god race. It's the same thing with Louis Farrakhan, the mother wheel, and these flying saucers. And folks, it's the exact same thing with these Mecha people. But Louis Farrakhan and the Aryan Nations are not funded by Coca-Cola and AT&T. Let me tell you, the government is fully behind this, and I got stacks of articles today that I'll try to go over. Stacks of them where they openly say, Pan American Union, no more illegal aliens, total legalization, toll roads on every road. I mean, it's just openly being set up. But the neocons won't talk about it. They tell you every new national ID card that actually legalizes all the illegals, it's something to stop illegals, so you believe it. I mean, it's incredible. Absolutely amazing. You know, if you try to come across into Mexico from Guatemala, They have a big fence down there, and they put you in these open-air cinder block cages and beat you severely, which I think is wrong. Mexico doesn't let people come across into its country. But Mexico, bought and paid for by the big banks in New York, is being totally given the green light. And there'll be all this pride over the breakup of the U.S. Oh, the Pan-American Union. And, yeah, we're for having the southern states, you know, being the new capital, southwestern states, and the new southern state of Miami is going to be one of the capitals of this thing. They're arguing about Miami or Atlanta. Looks like it's probably going to be Atlanta. I mean, it's really bad, folks. And it's all this little pride thing. I mean, the Mexican government paid off by our government, paid off to even put out bad rhetoric about our government. It's all sophisticated propaganda. These poor folks stick their chest out and think, yeah, Aslan, La Reconquista, we're taking you over. Hey, go to Mecha and La Raza, the race, La Raza. Go to their own websites. Look at who funds them. Every elite gringo organization on the planet, to use your own racist term. I mean, why? Why are the royal families funding you? Why are Chase Manhattan and Citibank funding you? Why is Coca-Cola funding you? Why is AT&T and Singular and all of them funding you? I mean, no one gets more. Because, folks, that's what the globalists want. They've said it. They want to destroy America. Then everyone will be a peon. Whether you live in South Africa, or whether you live in England, or whether you live in Russia, or China, or India, or Peru, there's going to be nowhere to run. And look, they try to make it a racial issue. It's not. In major polls, 67 to 70%, depending on what poll you look at, of Hispanics are against open borders. They're not stupid. They know it drives down the wages. They know it drives up the cost of homes. They understand this. And we talk about Hispanics all day because that's the majority. We've got the Russians, we've got the Chinese, we've got the Africans, we've got all these populations. They're not coming in at 200,000 a year like they did at the peak in the last century. We're talking 3-4 mil a year. It's way worse than what the census tells you. The census tells you 20 million illegal aliens. It's more like 35 million. That's what the big globalist think tanks are saying, and the statistical analysis is saying. And it's bad news, folks. They're creating a Tower of Babel where we can't communicate with each other so they can control us. Now, see, I've already burned through this long segment. I've just got Vicente Fox here telling us to arrest our citizens, saying to stop people defending their own property. You narco-terrorist. You criminal. And you are something else, Fox. And you may fool your people by your anti-U.S. rhetoric, get them all fired up with a false nationalism, but we know who you're bought and paid for by. Of course, Fox isn't even a Mexican. By the way, go to the Mexican legislature. Go read the names. It's Green and Schmidt and Fox. They're not even, most of them aren't even Mexicans, folks. They don't even have Spanish surnames. Because that's what you've got in Latin America is a mixture, of course, the Spanish and the indigenous population. No, they're not even got Spanish last names. I think that's funny, too. It's just sick, folks. It's really, really sick. So if you know what's good for you and you want your children to be free, you'll fight the New World Order and you'll fight the open borders. And we can sell Hispanics on this. Some people say you can. I found that's one of our biggest audiences, people that get it, who don't trust this government. And as soon as you show the Hispanics that the funding for La Reconquista is coming out of the big banks, the same ones that have enslaved Latin America, then they'll get their heads screwed on straight. The yuppies, they just do whatever's politically correct. So they'll sit here and watch and butcher this country like a fat hog and laugh about it. They think by giggling about it, it gives them power over it. We'll talk about some of the latest Big Brother news, this mass shooting, and a lot more. Stay with us.
all water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a high vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug, and in just minutes, your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
We've all heard about the benefits of infrared light therapy, but never have we heard of anything as amazing as this. Diamedics, the leading authority on polychromatic infrared diode therapy in the U.S., now offers its patented Painex 2000 to the public. The Painex 2000 uses the same technology NASA uses aboard the space shuttle and the same technology used by the Navy SEALs. Now it's available to you. The Painex 2000 is FDA cleared for joint aches and pains, increases circulation, and relaxes those achy muscles. Diamedics has literally written the book on polychromatic infrared diode therapy. Using five different wavelengths in the Painex 2000 has made it the most advanced infrared light therapy product on the market today. With over 12 different models to choose from, there's a Painex 2000 device for everyone. Visit Diomedics.com. That's Diomedics.com. Or get your free catalog today by calling toll-free 888-972-4699. Again, your free catalog, toll-free 888-972-4699.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I know we got loaded phone lines, and I want to get to your calls. Again, we got two big guests coming up. When you think the Terri Schiavo case is bad, the stuff going on all over the place, and every time we have Smith on, people call in. Oh, I'm a nurse. We kill people all the time. They fire you if you don't, you know, if you don't refuse to give them water and food. I mean, people actually going, honey, can I have a glass of water? Nope, sorry, you're chained down to die. That's your bioethics boards. But we'll get into the latest developments on the Schiavo case, as if you don't already know all the details, that the appeal was thrown out, and now they're saying they've got to go to another federal court, and it just goes on and on. I also want to get into toll roads, electronic toll roads. It meshes with Vicente Fox and the Pan-American Union. I got a whole bunch of news on that subject. Right now, let's go ahead and go to the calls. Rob in Wyoming. Rob, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Hey, I wanted to hit a couple points on this article about the Camp Guernsey Mock City for Urban Warfare. It talks about, it's called Marketing the Military, and it totally focuses on the economic advantage of having this. And it's written by a local reporter.
Hey, you got to fill folks in. I know you called a few months ago about this. I do remember it.
Right.
But we're not leaving off at that point, so you got to tell people.
I think I'm approaching it from the perspective someone never heard about it before. It's a mock city in Wyoming that's being built here, and the newspaper just calmly announces this and says how good it is for the economy. It starts out saying, soldiers conduct door-to-door searches for insurgents holed up in buildings. Meanwhile, remote control robots with cameras crawl through the sewers of the town to track terrorists. This isn't Brussels, Baghdad, or Boston. This will happen in 11 building town, which will be under construction later this year on Camp Guernsey. And it goes on to say that this future urban warfare practice area with dirt streets, buildings, and sewers, you know, it's just going to be a mock city. And it
for those that don't understand, we have the official government documents. They're building these urban warfare drilling stations, small ones like the one by you, larger ones, and they also serve as camps. And so the new economy, the new military is all these, this camp is just a training camp by you. And then they bring in the foreign troops, they drill them, they hire role players. The role players say, I'm an American, please don't put me in a camp. They ask him, where'd you get the guns? And I have this in Police State 2000 for folks that just joined us. I mean, this is the real deal.
Well, listen to this. Camp Guernsey's marketing has gone global, too, including recent training sessions with Britain's Royal Air Force and the Peruvian Army, Teeter said. That's the head of it. Who pays for this camp? Who's financing? That's what I want to know.
You know the superconducting super collider that they were going to build up in Dallas?
Well, I know who's paying for it.
I was going to tell you that giant underground base is now a CIA training camp. Literally, folks, I'm not kidding. You know, 80 feet, 100 feet tall inside, huge caverns up in northwest Texas and northeast Texas. And there's foreign troops just running around over there. And source, ABC News, Dallas Morning News. But still, you tell the average person that, they laugh at you.
Well, listen, who's paying for this is the Wyoming Highway Patrol. The Highway Patrol's training budget pays for the base's facilities and personnel, McDonald said. And that there's a sub-headline in the article that's not continued in the website version of the article. It says Camp Guernsey guns to train soldiers and law enforcement. And it says they practice manhunts out on
the... Yeah, and at these camps, they train the military and the police right next to each other. Thanks for the call.
Sure.
Right here in Austin, Texas. He's being shipped out of the country. Wouldn't tell me what the orders are, but he's been here for the last few years, and his job was merging the APD with the National Guard and the regular Army out at Bergstrom. And they go around spying on us every night, and... setting up a little camp out there. But the border's wide open, though, and private citizens don't go guard it, even when they admit Al Qaeda is coming across it, or Vicente Fox will get mad at us. Look at our government. Oh, we're going to give you a foreign Austrian as your president. Shut up and accept it. Oh, Vicente Fox is going to give us orders now. Shut up and accept it. I mean, we really are pathetic, folks. David Mass. David, go ahead.
Alex, how are you today?
Pretty good, sir.
Listen, the media has done it again with the latest PSYOPs installment that will be airing tomorrow night on PBS, actually. It's called Dirty War. And it's supposed to be about the effects of, the terrorist dirty bomb attack and, the ensuing panic. And
if we don't give up all our rights, they're going to get us,
Well, that's right, and I'm going to record that tomorrow. But what I find amazing about this is this was actually done as a three-part special on PBS. If you let me read this little thing. It says,
yeah, stay there. I want to learn about how they're going to keep me safe. The nice men in black mask. It's freedom.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
All right, we got best-selling author, Wall Street Journal writer, Wesley Smith coming up the next hour. Then in the third hour, Chris Simcox, who's the leader of the Minutemen, the 900-plus individuals who are going to protect their own property or volunteer to protect other people's property just by calling the police and just by threatening to call the police and have their own unmanned drones flying around videotaping the masses of illegals walking right past the Border Patrol. They got Vicente Fox, the ACLU, the FBI, all after him. Why, you may be terrorist. Yeah, but you try to go across the Mexican border, they'll blow your head off. They'll torture you, and our media won't care, and our government will say, good job, Mexico. But again, that's because our government wants to break that country down. Also, I've got the latest Terry Schindler. Really shouldn't call her Shivo, folks. The guy's abandoned her for a decade. It's just sick how the media twist all of this. And I'm sure most of you already know all the facts of the case, but I'll briefly go back over those. The Big Brother news, though, is what's really important today. Let's go ahead and go back to Paul in New Jersey. Paul, finish up what you were saying about this PBS propaganda program.
Actually, it's David and Mass.
Yeah, David, Mass, then Paul, then Stewart, then Jeffrey, then Chelsea. Sorry.
That's okay. Listen to this little blurb here. Dirty War is an unprecedented arrangement. Three provocative films from home box office will be distributed through PBS for broadcast television following their HBO premiere, announced jointly today. This was written back in February 19th by Chris Albrecht, chairman and CEO, home box office, and Pat Mitchell, president and CEO, PBS. In addition, HBO and PBS member station WETA Washington, D.C., will co-produce, along with the Council on Foreign Relations, related panel discussions to follow each of the PBS featuring leading experts and moderated...
Yeah, but Rush Limbaugh, even though his books are published by a CFR publisher, he says it doesn't exist. I mean, I've got him on tape years ago saying it doesn't exist. You're crazy if you say there's a new world order when all these presidents are calling for it. And, folks, the CFR says they're going to take your guns, they're going to take your private property, they're going to force drug your children, they're going to give you a world government, it's going to be total tyranny. And they've done similar shows like this where ABC Nightline a few years ago, even before 9/11, had a fake smallpox attack. And then they have the CFR on after to say, give up all your rights to us. And it's the same M.O.
Alex, do you know who this is going to be produced by? The same guy who did smallpox, Daniel Percival. He's got to be either a Council on Foreign Relations shill or a State Department or a Defense Department.
Well, sir, there's no even discussing this. I have stacks of news articles where shortly after 9/11 they went public with what they were already doing, and they said that we met with all the media CEOs, no more anti-government. I mean, they considered the X-Files anti-government and then canceled it when it wasn't anti-government, folks. But just because it showed the government is bad sometimes. And then now, look, on NBC, there's like four new shows coming out this spring. They're all about CIA and torture. Look, Bush has spent $240 million on fake newscast, fake reporters. Folks, I want you to understand something. This is tyranny. They're taking over. There's still some alternative press left.
Alex, do you know what's so disheartening about this, though, is that why is this stuff have to make it? I mean, PBS, at least I know they're not 100% pure, obviously. The Jim Lehrer and all the corporate sponsors mainly sponsor them, but at least it's some solace from commercial and cable programming. At least you can go and, you can watch something there of minimal value, if anything, but these things, it's everywhere. It's inescapable.
Well, I mean, for those that don't know, folks, the government isn't supposed to covertly produce most of the TV shows. Just in case you didn't know, that's what the Russians and others do, or did, and that's what China does. And look, when Bush alone, with one media buy, spends $242 million, that's just one buy. They're spending billions. The understanding is for this money, you then slant everything else you do. Remember 5 years ago, you'd see Monsanto ads, you'd see Archer Daniels Midland ads. Well, Monsanto and Archer Daniels Midland, they're not selling to the general consumer. Why were they running all these ads on news shows? That's the payoff, so they don't get criticized. And it's right down to local. You'll have local environmental groups here in Austin that are federally funded. They're not about the environment. They're openly co-sponsored by the biggest banks. You go to a smart growth conference, I mean, it's the richest of the rich. It's about taking your property. And, I mean, there it is, David, right out in the open. But, I mean, even local radio stations are being paid off. I mean, folks, this is tyranny.
It's way out of hand.
Hey, I appreciate the call. I really got to move quickly here to the calls. Everybody's bringing up such good points, and that's the problem. There's so much complexity to all of this. But folks, it's indescribable. It's so big. It's so bad. And they know that you know that there's media bias, so they give you a fake liberal flavor or a fake conservative flavor. That's only one level of the fraud. For those of you that wake up and go, somebody's trying to pitch something here, they go, you caught us, we're liberal. Or, you caught us, we're conservative. Then you go, I'm a conservative, so I don't mind if you kind of spin things. We're all on the same team. Or, I'm a liberal, I don't mind if you spin things. We're all on the same team. Folks, then you go to another level. Then it's, we're the intelligentsia, it's corporatism. And then there's another level. They have different levels of media for different members of the population, different psychological makeups, different socioeconomic makeups. The average American might watch the news once a week for sports during the playoffs, or might watch for the weather. That's it. So they're getting their news from the sitcoms, the dramas. That's why Secret Government's good, arresting homeschoolers every episode, torturing people is good, torturing their children is good, drugs or terrorism, but conversely putting all your children on drugs is good, world government is good. I mean, watch TV. It's every show I see, so, and I don't watch much TV. I mean, I'm in restaurants, I'm at the TV studio, I'm at friends' houses, and the TV's on, everything I see. It's just pure propaganda. Pure. Everything. Unless it's I Love Lucy or something, you know, some rerun. Or the Dick Van Dyke Show. I mean, it is all Men in Black ski masks are coming to save you. Evil people that criticize them need to be arrested. Those that talk about world government are secretly terrorists, abusing children. And I don't know how anybody could watch this, but again, the people watching this just... they're about 40, 50% of the public. About half the public is totally drooling idiots. Just totally mindless, totally caught in the spider's web, totally in the matrix. And then the other half, about half of those people are in the fake left or fake right-wing paradigm. Often their own little false perception map program that was put into their worldview. And then for the other half, people are awake. So about a quarter of the population is now awake, folks. Most of them are just real scared. And we can defeat this thing, but it's going to get bad real fast. All this full court boogie, full press propaganda is because they're going to nuke a city, a globalist arm. They're going to release some horrible bioweapon, and then it's never going to be the same. I mean, you're going to be lined up in uniforms. You're going to be given your government job. Your kids are going to be sent off for big wars, and it's going to be bad. And America will be gone. And you won't be able to complain about Pan-American Union because why, we've got to do this to protect you from terrorists. And I'm not trying to scare you. I mean, this is what they're doing. This is what they said they're going to do. They've said a nuke will go off. They've said biologicals will be released. They have said that all of this is going to happen. And they're going to do it, and you're going to love them, and you're going to thank them for it when they do it. And you're going to give up all your rights to them, and you're going to grovel to them, and unless you wake up. And notice that in this whole backdrop of terrorists are going to get us, give up your rights to the all-powerful government, notice, though, that, I mean, the borders are more open than ever. Notice that they're telling you, oh, don't worry about bin Laden. We don't want to capture him now. That's Buzzy Krongard at the CIA. Notice that there's this, but meanwhile there's just this attitude, this arrogance, this bullying by our public servants, this, it's for your own good, shut up. You know, there's just this climate now of secret arrest and zero tolerance, and it'll have nothing to do with terrorism, but while they're abusing you, they'll say, well, things have changed. Oh, really? How did they change? Well, we're the authorities. We're doing this for your own good. We're the officials. Oh, really? Well, let me just tell the cops something. They're going to take your pension funds. They're going to take your pension funds, yuppies. They're going to take everything you've got. The whole economy has been set up to destroy the middle class. And I know that as things get worse, a lot of you are just going to serve this system. Because they're going to set the economy up where that's the new job. Look at the ads in the newspapers and magazines and online journals. It's all go to school to be a cop, go to school for Homeland Security, go into this, go on. See, we're shifting out of factories for cars and factories that make refrigerators and factories that make microchips and factories that make furniture. Anything that's actually still made here is made in a prison. And good, make them criminals work, you say, but you're competing against them, so you didn't think that through in a three-dimensional model, did you? You didn't think, extrapolate out what that means. Or you're competing against communist Chinese slaves or Mexican peons, and I'm sorry, that's what the leaders in Mexico call their people. They call them slaves, openly. And so we're going to be in that status soon, but it won't matter because we'll we'll get to have jobs and all have our own little petty uniforms and our own little petty ID cards with what level of security clearance we've got. And our children are all being trained how to be little spies. I mean, it's right out of 1984. Turn on children's programming. It's spy this, spy that. Go to a children's toy store. Like a third of the toys are spy gadgets. It's hell on earth, folks. You want maximum Soviet Nazi-style tyranny, you're going to get it. And a lot of cowards out there will never even admit to themselves that this is happening. They will just tell themselves it's good, even though they're afraid. They're afraid right now, aren't you? Listen, you're cussing at the radio, but you know deep down it's true, don't you? Don't you? So you're a coward. You're going to make the decision to go along with it, aren't you? And commit your family, this country, to hell on earth. And I'm going quick to these calls. Paul in New Jersey. Go ahead, Paul.
Alex, I see concerning Terry Schiavo a problem with many conservatives out there in their rhetoric. By demanding to keep people like her alive at the state's expense, you're basically promoting or advocating the expansion of the state.
Nope, you got it completely wrong, and this is actually the model they're going to use. This is why we're going to have to kill all the old people, the government says, and why the so-called left is pushing this, because we can't, since we have socialized system, or the HMOs, we're all having to pay for them.
Well,
and right, let me just tell you again, sir, there was clear foul play in this case. Her own nurse is saying she was eating. Her own nurse is saying that, and this is a sworn testimony, that Michael Schiavo tried to kill her with insulin injections. So you don't understand.
Is she currently collecting Medicaid or the family collecting
But you're not
Medicaid?
Listening. You're not listening to me.
Well, could you give me an answer according to what I hear?
I'm going to put you on hold. Okay? Because let me explain something to you here. I'm going to explain to you the three-dimensional model again. Okay? It isn't, should the prisoners have to work? Yeah, make them work. But the prisoners then compete against us for 20 cents an hour. And it's the same thing, so you're not looking three-dimensionally. You sit here and you talk about Terry, and the government has spent over $1 million, that is you and I have, to pay for her, along with $1 million-plus settlement that she got for malpractice. Now, you say, hey, we're having to pay for her. That's socialism, Alex. Don't blame her, Terry. And she can't speak, so I'm going to speak for her. Don't blame her because of this socialized system. All right? I'm going to let you talk. I just got to get that out. Okay? This is all the reason the media is giving this so much attention. I was talking about this 4 years ago before it was cool. Okay? Now people say, well, why aren't I talking about it more now that it's the biggest story I've seen in years? I am talking about it. But, Bush is using it for politics. Bush could care less. Bush is actually appointing pro-death people, pro-euthanasia. He is funding it. He is funding the bioethics boards. But then he can do this token thing and he'll con a bunch of conservatives. But just because the Republicans are being political doesn't mean they're not doing a good thing. Now, go ahead and make your points. I'll shut up.
My point is that the call for unlimited compassion comes at a cost and tends to
result buddy, if we don't take care,
government.
Put him on hold again. If we don't take care of our weakest people, if we don't do this, then don't you understand they're going to do this to you? Let me ask you a question, Paul. Did you know they're killing people who are begging for water and food every day in this country?
Oh, of course. That's the problem of submitting yourself to the state. If you took care of your own health care and families had the right to take care of the health care of their own families, it wouldn't necessitate.
But they set up a system to destroy the family.
Right, but your rhetoric, Alex, seems to promote the existence of the state as supporting these people. And,
no.
And so, well, where's the money for Terry and people like her going to come from, Alex? Are you going to pay?
Thanks for the call. Thank you for the call. I mean, your mindless argument makes me want to puke on you. You know, and a lot of these so-called libertarians are just I'm not going to try to be mean to you, sir, but it's just so hard to even try to explain this stuff to people like you. You've got one little thought caught in your head. Okay? This is their plan. Let me say again. You are playing into the globalist plan. They socialize things. But again, they socialize our health care. It's fascist for the corporations. They guarantee their profits, which are not free market. They then they point out how it's going bankrupt because of this baby boomer largesse. And then the answer is we've got to have euthanasia. Why? The young people, we shouldn't have to pay for this. And you've fallen into their trap. And you didn't hear me, did you? We're already in the system, sir. And you can't even recognize it. You want to argue semantics and tell me I'm giving you rhetoric? No, I know what I'm talking about, and you don't.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul tastes like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
The whole point of the corporations funding socialism for the people is so they control the resources, hence they control you, the slaves. So now, just because we're in this quasi-socialist system and the government's paying for this lady, i.e. we are, then you go, well, then unplug her so we don't have to pay for her. Oh, Alex, you're arguing for socialism. That doesn't fly. Just because the system's bad, just because 50 years ago she could have been taken care of privately for a fraction, or charities would have paid for it, doesn't mean we kill her. And kill her in a way that we wouldn't kill a dog. You'd be arrested, folks, you put a dog in a cage without water and food. Okay? And the whole case is lies. All right? I mean, I just, and you know, all, and while we're all focused on this, by the way, a bunch of other stuff's happening. That's why we got Wesley Smith coming on to talk about the other horrible stuff that's going on. And I talk about how they're killing people begging for food and water. And the caller says, that's why I got mad at him, says, well, they should have taken care of themselves. They should have. I mean, you could be a millionaire, folks. Be in a car wreck and break your neck, and your $1 million will be gone real fast. I mean, if you didn't, what are you, what's wrong with you? I mean, you really made me sick. We'll go to your calls coming up the next hour with Wesley Smith. I know we got loaded phones, but I got to hit some other news here. Oh, boy. Listen to this. And then this all integrates together. Road spy cameras will track criminals. And I got this from California, from London, from, it's just everywhere. A new national network of mobile cameras is to track criminals on the roads. That means you too. Automatic number plate recognition, or ANPR, cameras linked to an extensive database will pinpoint vehicles police want to trace. Here's another one. There's not much fun with Easy Pass. It's talking about how they're making people all over the country put these Easy Passes in. No cash allowed. This is happening in New Hampshire, in Illinois, about to happen in Texas, California. No more buzzer beater free throws from my driver's side window. No more alley cop passes into the Bedford toll baskets. Big Brother has found yet another way to take a little bit of fun out of my commuter ritual. It gets worse. Not only are the games gone, but the cost of having less fun may be going up. What's with that? The state legislatures get their way. Your 35.5-cent ride may soon be 75 cents. Electronic toll payments, they're about to make it where you have to use the electronic toll road. No cash allowed. Illinois just doubled the price. If you still use cash, it's double. Then once they phase it out, they quadruple the actual price. And in Texas, we're not going to have a choice. Every major state road, every major city road will be toll roads. Every existing road. I mean, it's a nightmare. Here's another one. This is out of KWTX-TV. NAFTA turned U.S., Canada, and Mexico into single giant market. USA Today, National Toll Roads. This is the type of news I got, folks. And I got a whole stack of articles here about the hover drones. Oh, they're not just going to watch for terrorists. They're going to make sure you're not building in your backyard something you're not supposed to. This is what the Pentagon's going to be doing now, watching your backyard. See, they just slide that in. I got five articles on drones today. I'll try to cover them sometime. Before we end this hour, if you believe in what I'm doing, you want the most powerful anti-New World Order video ever produced, I can really officially say that. It's just the best out there, bar none. Martial law, the one video everybody's got to have. It's 2.5+ hours long. Covers 9/11, the New World Order, the police state, the occult activities. You got to have this video. It tells you the biggest secret. 1-888-253-3139 to order. Operators are there right now. 888-253-3139. Or go to InfoWars.com to order via the safe, secure online shopping cart. Again, at InfoWars.com. Or go to PresentPlanet.tv. You've probably got about a third of the film up there for free right now. Large segments of it you can watch. Order it right there. Or sign up at PresentPlanet.tv and watch the whole thing online, 15 cents a day. All right, take action or the globalist will. We'll be right back with the second hour. Stay with us.